Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke. Today is Thursday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, September 3rd, 2026. And Luke writes, "While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesareth. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch.'" There is a quiet moment hidden in today's gospel that is easy to overlook. Before Jesus asks Simon Peter to lower the nets into the deep water, he first asks for something much smaller. "Put out a short distance from the shore," he says. Peter has already spent the entire night fishing. His muscles ache. His nets are empty. His hopes are tired. Now he is washing those very nets, the silent ritual of accepting failure and preparing for another day. Then Jesus interrupts. The Lord borrows Peter's boat. Sometimes God enters our lives in exactly this way, not with dramatic miracles, but with a simple request for a little space, a few minutes of prayer, a small act of forgiveness, a willingness to listen, before he asks us to go into the depths, he first asks us to let him into our ordinary life. A priest once told the story of an elderly fisherman who had spent more than 50 years on the sea. Every morning before dawn, he would stop at the little parish church overlooking the harbor. He never stayed for more than a minute. He would simply kneel, remove his cap, and whisper something, then leave. One day, a young man asked him, "What do you say to God in such a short prayer?" The old fisherman smiled. "I don't say much. I simply tell him, 'Lord, this boat belongs to you today. If you want to guide it, I'm listening.'" The young man laughed. "That's all?" The fisherman nodded. "That's enough. Once he has the boat, sooner or later, he'll ask for the nets." How true that is. Peter first lends Jesus his boat. Only afterwards does Jesus ask him to trust beyond reason. "Put out now into the deep water." Deep water is always unsettling. The shallow water is where we remain in control. We can still see the shore. We can measure the risks. We know what to expect. But deep water is where faith begins. The deep water may be a difficult conversation we have been avoiding for years. It may be forgiving someone who wounded us. It may be allowing ourselves to grieve honestly after a loss. It may be responding to a call from God that feels far beyond our abilities. Deep water is wherever we cannot rely solely on ourselves. Peter's response is one of the most beautiful acts of trust in the gospel. He says, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." Notice that Peter does not deny his disappointment. He does not pretend the night wasn't exhausting. He honestly tells Jesus about his failure. Faith never requires pretending. Faith simply asks, "Despite everything I have experienced, because you ask, I will try again." Many of us carry empty nets. Perhaps we have prayed for someone who has not returned to God. Perhaps we have struggled with the same weakness for years. Perhaps we have poured ourselves into ministry, family, or work, and feel that little has changed. Our temptation is to wash the nets, fold them away, and conclude that nothing more can happen. And yet Christ often comes precisely at that moment, not to shame us for our failure, not to lecture us about working harder, but to invite us into a deeper trust. The contemplative tradition reminds us that God is always leading the soul from surface living into greater depths. We spend much of life skimming across appearances, successes, failures, reputations, and anxieties. Yet beneath all of these lies the quiet depth where God dwells. St. Augustine once wrote that God is more inward than my inmost self. The deepest waters are not somewhere else. They are within the heart where Christ patiently waits for our consent. Whenever we surrender our little boat, our daily life, our plans, our fears to Him, He transforms it into a place from which His word reaches others. Then, in His own time, He invites us further out than we have ever imagined possible. The miracle of the catch begins not with abundant fish, but with simple obedience. One small yes, one act of trust, one willingness to go where Christ leads. Perhaps today Jesus is not asking us to accomplish something extraordinary. Perhaps He is simply saying, "May I see your boat today? May I use it?" If we can answer yes to that, we may discover that the deepest waters are also the place of the greatest abundance. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You know the nights when our nets are empty and our hearts are weary. Teach us to trust Your voice more than our disappointments. Give us the courage to move beyond the safety of the shore and to enter the deep waters where Your grace is waiting. Make our ordinary lives into vessels of Your presence, and may every act of faithful obedience draw us closer to You. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with others. And of course, return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.